Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
May's woes officially in the rearview mirror. The Quad Cities River Bandits are back at Modern Woodman Park, ready to start a new month of Midwest League Baseball as they continue their six-game series against the South Bend Cubs, the high-A affiliate of the Chicago Cubs. Once again, good evening, everybody. Happy Saturday. Kyle Kirchival, as always, joining you here on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Whether you're watching on Bally Live or MILB TV, or just listening at riverbandits.com, thank you so much for joining us for Game 5 of this six-game series, and Game 40, make that Game 50 of the year for Quad Cities, a half-century right on the nose. The Bandits have struggled this week. They got the win in the series opener on Tuesday, the final score that night, 10-5. Since then, it has been all South Bend Cubs. The Cubs handed Quad Cities the club's worst loss of the season on Wednesday, a 15-0 Bandits defeat. On Thursday, Quad Cities kept it close but fell 6-4. And last night, the South Bend Cubs rode a 5-run first inning to eventually top QC by a final of 9-3. The 5-run first inning was against one of the top pitchers in the Kansas City Royals system, the Royals' number 4 prospect, Frank Mazzucato, who gave up 7 runs total but just 4 earned across his 4 2/3 inning start. The Cubs brought 8 men to the plate in the first inning. They got a 2-run single from Jonathan Long, and just a couple of batters later, Brian Kulmer really busted the frame open with a 3-run homer for his first of the year. Quad Cities would respond with a tally in the third as Carson Rockefeller would bring in Justin Johnson on an RBI groundout. But then, as the Cubs have seemingly done all week, they respond in the very next half inning. In the fourth, Ethan Hearn launched a solo home run. And then in the fifth, a sac fly off the bat of Johnny Long made it a 7-1 Cubs lead. In the top of the seventh, South Bend struck again with the long ball, and it was Johnny Long who had himself a 4-RBI performance. Quad Cities got a couple of runs in the seventh on 2-out RBI singles from Carter Jensen and Brett Squires, but that was the entirety of Quad Cities' efforts in the second half of the ball game. The Cubs even tacked on one more in the eighth with a Jefferson Rojas sac fly and came out victorious 9-3. Frank Mazzucato suffered his third straight loss. He falls to 2-4 on the year. Out of the bullpen, A.J. Block gave Quad Cities his usual 2 innings, but allowed a run on the Johnny Long homer. Cooper McKeon gave up the sac fly to Rojas in the eighth. He tossed an inning and a third, and then it was Chaz Martinez pitching a 1-2-3 top of the ninth as the only River Bandit to put together a scoreless outing in the game yesterday. On the mound for the South Bend Cubs, they got a really good performance from Drew Gray. The lefty gave up just one run in 4 1/3. Cohen Moreno pitched the final two-thirds of the fifth inning and wound up getting the win, but it was Will Sanders who was the piggyback starter and ate up the majority of the second half. In fact, he ate up the entirety of the second half of the ball game. He gave up 2 runs in 4 innings, but picked up a game-high 7 strikeouts. Quad Cities has now lost 3 straight ball games. The Cubs have guaranteed themselves a split of this 6-game series, having won their last 3 against QC. The Bandits are now down in 4th place in the Midwest League West Division, 9 games behind 1st place Wisconsin, and the Cubs are only 10 games back of Wisconsin and 1 game behind Quad Cities for 4th place. The Bandits slipping in the Midwest League West Division, and South Bend really starting to pick things up here in the 2nd and now 3rd months of the 1st half. There are just 16 games left in the first half of the season. Quad Cities wraps up this series against South Bend today and tomorrow, and then they hit the road for 6 in Wisconsin before their final homestand of the first half is from June 11th to the 16th against the Beloit Skycarp. Quad Cities with limited time to find themselves here in the first half, but of course everything resets in half number 2. Not looking too far ahead, let's go ahead and jump into the starting lineups for this Saturday night matchup. First pitch coming up in about 6 minutes here on the River Bandits Baseball Network. For the South Bend Cubs, as I mentioned, they're 21-28 this year. They have won 3 straight ball games and are managed by first-year skipper in South Bend, Nick Lovello. Leading off, it's the center fielder Brett Bateman. Pedro Ramirez will bat second and play third, and batting third over at first base, Jonathan Long. Felix Stevens bats fourth. He is the left fielder. Parker Chavers is back in the lineup, batting fifth and playing right field, and batting sixth, the designated hitter, is Jordan Wogu. Rafael Morel will play short and bat seventh for the Cubs. Ethan Hearn hits eighth and does the catching, and batting ninth, it's the second baseman, Ed Howard, who has been on an absolute tear this week here at Modern Woodman Park. On the mound for the South Bend Cubs, it's the 24-year-old right-hander from Charleston, West Virginia, Aaron Perry, who makes just his 6th appearance as a member of the Cubs organization, his 6th of the year. Tonight also just his 2nd start. His first came in his 3rd outing of the summer on May 15th against Fort Wayne. He gave up just 1 run in 4 innings. And last week against Wisconsin, he worked 4 scoreless innings out of the bullpen and picked up a season-high 4 Ks. As a result, Perry is 1-0 with a 1.10 ERA in his first 16 1/3 innings. He has a whip of just .86 and an opponent batting average of .193. More on him in just a moment. Now the starting lineup for the Quad Cities River Bandits, the high A affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. They are managed by former big league infielder Brooks Conrad. Leading off, it's the third baseman Jack Pineda, back from a day off yesterday. Carson Rockefort slides back into the 2-hole and plays center field. And batting third, it's the catcher Carter Jensen. Brett Squires back at cleanup. He bats fourth and plays first base. Cale Emshoff is the DH, batting fifth. And batting sixth, the right fielder Jared Dickey. Dustin Dickerson is the shortstop, batting seventh. Spencer Nivens is over in left field, hitting eighth. And batting ninth, rounding out the lineup, it's the second baseman, Justin Johnson. On the mound for Quad Cities, it is the Royals' number 27 prospect per MLB Pipeline, the 22-year-old right-hander Henry Williams, who will toe the slab for the 9th time this season and for the 8th time in a starting capacity. Williams 1-1 with a 4.14 ERA in 37 innings this year. He has amassed a 1.41 whip and a .245 opponent batting average. He struggled 2 weeks ago against the Cedar Rapids Colonels over at Veterans Memorial Stadium. On May 18th, he gave up 6 runs in 4 innings, but last week against Dayton, he found himself and put up his third scoreless start of the season against the Dragons. 4 shutout frames. He gave up just 3 hits and 2 walks while picking up 2 strikeouts. So both starting pitchers come into tonight having not allowed a run across their last week of action. Maybe something gives tonight here in Davenport. The Bandits certainly hoping so after a 16-6 start to the season, a franchise-best record in April. The month of May treated Quad Cities to just 6 total wins in 27 games. They need a couple of wins to split this 6-game series. Game 5 of the set coming your way in less than 5 minutes here on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to thank U.S. Bank for sponsoring the Patriot seats behind Section 5. They have provided tickets to the U.S. Oil and the Rock Island Arsenal to give tickets to service members and their families for every home game this season. Fans, would you please rise and remove your caps in honor of the playing of our national anthem, brought to you by Little War of Davenport. Performing tonight's anthem, please welcome Don.
Whose broad stripes and broad stripes.
segment is brought to you by Ruby Awards. Remember, this one is served by Quad City's Reader's Choice Awards for the 10th year in a row. Call them today for your free estimate. Visit RubyAwards.com. Fans, let's introduce tonight's River Bandits Battery, sponsored by Batteries Plus Walls. Catching for the River Bandits is number 11, Carter Jensen.
River Bandits baseball is back on the air tonight at Modern Woodman Park for Game 5 of the Bandits' six-game series against the South Bend Cubs, the High A affiliate of the Chicago Cubs. Once again, good Saturday evening, everybody. Kyle Kirchville joining you on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Whether you're watching us on Valley Live, MILB TV, or just listening at riverbandits.com, we appreciate you tuning in for some Midwest League Baseball as Quad Cities begins the month of June here in their 2024 Midwest League season. Henry Williams looks to get the Bandits off to a good start in the new month. The 22-year-old right-hander stands at 6'5", 228 pounds, and hails from Greenwich, Connecticut. Tonight marks his ninth appearance and eighth start of the year. Williams 1-1 with a 4.14 ERA, 33 strikeouts to 18 walks in 37 innings. It also marks his third start of the year against the South Bend Cubs, and the Cubs have done pretty well against him, but it was sort of a situation where you had one great start and one bad start to move the ERA against the Cubs to 2.75. Williams' Bandits debut came against South Bend on April 7th. He threw five scoreless innings that night, but in his last appearance against him on April 27th, he gave up a season-high seven runs in 4 1/3. Brett Bateman leads off the game for South Bend. He'll take the first pitch on the lower outside corner for a called strike one. We are underway at 6:05 Central on the Iowa side of the Mississippi. Here's the 0-1. Fastball, just low, maybe outside. Count 1-1 on Brett Bateman. First pitch temperature tonight, 70 degrees with cloudy skies and a slight breeze blowing out to right field. Here's the 1-1. Fastball, away, 2-1. Bateman, Ramirez, and Long, the top third of the order for Nick Lovello today. Cubs in the alternate blue jerseys again with the Bandits in the alt blacks. 2-1. Rocketed right center field. Rockefort into the alley, still on the run, makes the catch, reaching up on the warning track just before the John Deere padding. Nice swing from Brett Bateman, but a better job by the former Ragin' Cajun, who gets deep into right center field and hauls in out number one. You met Rockefort. Nivens is in left, Dickey's in right field. Dickerson is the Bandit shortstop with Johnson at second. Pineda mans third, Squires at first. Behind the plate, Carter Jensen. One out, nobody aboard for Pedro Ramirez. First pitch slider taken in the dirt for ball one. Ramirez not in the lineup yesterday, but he hit second in the ball game Thursday and went 2-for-5 with a couple of singles and an RBI. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fastball down and away, 2-0. Tatum Littleton is the home plate umpire for game five. Rafael Pineda patrolling the field. He's down the first baseline right next to Squires. Williams 2-0. Ground ball back up the middle, but gloved by the shortstop Dickerson. He tosses over to first, and that's an easy out number two. Good start for Henry, who, as I mentioned last week, only needed two strikeouts to get through four scoreless innings. It was the fewest strikeouts he had had in a start since July 17th, 2023, when he was still a member of the Padres organization. He now goes right on right against Johnny Long. Bandits infield shifts to left, playing the pole. First pitch. Curveball falls in there for a called strike one. Williams, originally a third-round pick by the Padres in 2022 out of Duke, but he was traded to the Royals in the Scott Barlow deal last year. As Long takes low, 1-1. He was moved with right-hander Jesus Rios. That trade on August 1st last summer. 1-1 to Long. Line drive, right field, and deep. Dickey back, reaching up in front of the patio. He makes a sprinting catch and then runs into the wall. Jared Dickey with a nice snag, a la Carson Rockefort. The Bandits' defense helping out Henry Williams here early on. A 1-2-3 top of the first for Henry. Bottom half next with Aaron Perry making his first appearance against Quad Cities this season. Scoreless game on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
One, two, three, top of the first inning for Henry Williams, and now Quad Cities to the plate facing Aaron Perry. Right-hander for the South Bend Cubs makes his sixth appearance and just his second start for Chicago's High A affiliate. Perry, originally a member of the Boston Red Sox organization back in 2017, he was a 14th round pick out of Hurricane High School in West Virginia that year. Now he's with the Cubs. Jack Pineda leads it off for the Bandits and takes outside for ball one. Pineda, Rockefort, Jensen, the top third of the order for Brooks Conrad. Third baseman Ramirez playing in as the 0-1 fastball misses outside and the count is 1-1. Perry was with the Red Sox system for a couple of years but let go after last summer. 2-0. Outside, three balls and no strikes. He began this season playing independent ball in the Atlantic League for the Lexington Legends, a former affiliate of the Kansas City Royals back in the day. Made just one appearance for them before the Cubs signed him on May 1st. 3-0 pitch to Pineda is outside, a four-pitch walk to start the game for Perry, and it's an early base runner for Quad Cities. In the loss yesterday, the Bandits managed 11 base runners, but finished the night 2-for-11 at the plate with men in scoring position. Carson Rockefort, the leadoff hitter yesterday, went 0-for-5, but did have an RBI. Left-handed batter facing the righty as Perry's fastball is up and away, and it's ball one. So five straight balls to begin the game for number 22. Perry is 24 years old. 5'11", 175 pounds from Charleston, West Virginia. Pineda held at first by Long as the 1-0 pitch comes in. And it's low and inside, a breaking ball. A simple three-pitch mix for Perry. Fastball, slider, changeup. His four-seamer can get from the mid-90s to the upper 90s, sitting around 95, 96. He sets chest high along the first base side of the rubber. 2-0. Low and outside. That's seven straight balls for Perry. And Rockefort unlikely to be swinging here ahead of the count 3-0. The Bandit center fielder is the Royals' number 16 prospect per MLB pipeline. This is his first year in high A. Perry's 3-0. Fastball called strike, outer edge, 3-1. Rockefort hitting 193 with 19 RBIs. He's also top 10 of the league in stolen bases with 15. Pineda has 8 on the year. He's at first and takes off on the 3-1. Rockefort sends it to left center field. This one is down and going to be extra bases. with the head start. Pineda rounds third and will score without a throw. It's an RBI double for Rockefort, and the Bandits take a 1-0 lead in the first. It was the South Bend Cubs scoring in each of the last three first innings in which these two teams have played against each other. And tonight, it's the Bandits landing the first blow. With Pineda's speed, he likely would have scored anyways on the double. But the head start does not hurt. And South Bend is going to send Bruce Billings out to the hill for an early mound visit. So for Rockefort, double number 11. He is second on the team in that category. The RBI is his 20th. So a four-pitch walk for Perry, then three straight balls to start Rockefort before eventually landing a strike on the outer half. And then forced to throw it a little more in the zone. Rockefort makes him pay. Got a pitch on the lower outside corner, hit it 100 miles per hour to left center field. Catcher Hearn back behind the plate. Bruce Billings back in the first base dugout. And there's a man in scoring position and no one out for the three-hole hitter, Carter Jensen. Perry back into the stretch, a look back towards Rockefort. First pitch, low and inside with the slider. Defensively, the Cubs have Bateman in center, Stevens in left, Chavers in right field. Morrell is the shortstop with Ed Howard at second, Ramirez at third, Long at first, and the aforementioned Hearn behind the plate. Here's the 1-0 to Carter. Low and inside, two balls, no strikes. Jensen with a two-hit ball game yesterday. That is multi-hit game number 13 for the Royals' number 10 prospect. Perry's 2-0. Tapped foul off the end of the bat towards the first base side. Jensen, top 10 in the league with his 306 average. His 430 on base percentage is fifth best in the league in his 53 total hits. Trail only Dayton's Hector Rodriguez for the most in the MWL. Here's the 2-1. Popped in the air, left field towards the foul line. Sprinting over Felix Stevens, still on the move. He camps underneath it eventually and will make the catch with Rockefort still at second base. Jensen got jammed a little bit. Fastball in the lower inside corner at 96, and that's what a high-velocity pitch will do. So that's the first out in the bottom of the first. Quad Cities with a 1-0 lead. And Rockefort still at second base for Brett Squires, another left-handed hitter. Perry's first pitch. Low and inside with the breaking ball. Squires put together a tremendous month of May. Hit around 300 on the nose. 289 average on the season with 8 homers and 29 driven in to lead the team. 1-0 pitch. Fouled over the third base side into the netting. One ball, one strike. Overcast skies here in downtown Davenport. The lights came on before first pitch. Lots of rain late yesterday and for the most part this morning. 1-1. Wave and a miss. Good fastball at 95. It's 1-2. It rained all the way until about probably 1 or 1:30 here in downtown Davenport. The tarp came off the field at 2. We haven't seen any rain since, knock on wood. Rockefort takes off for third. 1-2, swing and a miss. Throw down to third, not in time. Rockefort swipes a base, but Squires is down on strikes. Two outs in the bottom of the first. So another bag for Rocco, his team leading 16th of the year. That ties him for the 7th most in the league. Squires struggled with the strikeout two nights ago. He wore the golden sombrero on Thursday. Here's Kale Emshoff, takes inside for ball one. Squires yesterday, though, two walks and an RBI single, but Perry takes care of him in the first today. Emshoff is the River Bandits DH, batting 245 in now 29 games this year. Perry's 1-0. Fouled over the screen, one ball and one strike. Emshoff picked up a hit in the series opener on Tuesday. That knock, a home run. His fifth of the year and his 27th as a River Bandit, dating back to late 2021. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball, shanked foul over the first base dugout. One ball, two strikes. Since that homer, though, Emshoff hitless. He's just 1-for-12 in the series with five strikeouts to one walk. Bandits with a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the first thanks to an RBI double from Carson Rockefort. He stands at third with two away. 1-2 to Emshoff. Fastball up the ladder. Kale does not chase, and it's high for ball two. Kale, 26 years old, a native of Robstown, Texas. Perry with a deep breath. Now he fires. Fouled up over the screen, out of play. Trying to go fastball inner half. 96 miles per hour. Again, that pitch, a dangerous one for Perry. Kale fights it off, though, and stays alive, ready for another 2-2 toss. The right-hander unloads. Breaking ball down and away. Didn't get him to chase, and the count goes full. Quality at-bat from Emshoff, who fell behind. One ball, two strikes. He's now worked it full. His foot, his right foot on the very back side of the right-handed box. 3-2. Grounded foul over towards Brooks Conrad and passed him into Quad City's bullpen. Kale went 0-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts and a walk yesterday. He's played in the most games of any Royals farmhand in Quad City's history as a Royals affiliate. 3-2. Looped in the air, shallow right field. Out goes Howard. In comes Chavers. He dives and drops the baseball. Rockefort scores. Emshoff safe at first base with an RBI single. Now a 2-0 lead for Quad Cities. Chavers came oh so close to another terrific defensive play. Another pitch in on the hands of Kale, who got the stick around just enough to send it into right field. Chavers looked like he had it in his glove, but then as he slid across the grass, the leather ricocheted off his leg and the ball came loose. Here's Jarrett Dickey, first pitch swing, and he chops it high over to first base. Long grabs it and steps on the bag himself to end the inning. Quad Cities, though, off to a great start tonight. An RBI double from Carson Rockefort in a two-strike, two-out RBI single from Kale Emshoff. 2-0 Quad Cities. We go to the second on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
We'll be right back.
Quad Cities has played from behind a whole heck of a lot this week, but not tonight. They lead 2-0 as we open the top of the second inning. Felix Stevens fouls the first pitch he sees, out of play over the right side. Strike one. Middle third of the order, due up for South Bend. Henry Williams, Quad City starter, working on 3 straight outs to begin his night. 0-1 to Stevens. That's low with a changeup. 1-1. 36th game of the year for Felix. He's batting .234 with an .868 OPS and a league best 21 game on base streak. Here's the pitch. Called strike at the knees. 1-2. Stevens hitting over .300 during this 21 game streak. He's got 7 homers and 22 RBIs in the stretch as well. 1-2. Slider, wave, and a miss. Got him on strikes. Stevens chased low and away. And it's the first K of the night for Henry Williams. Strikeout numbers for the Bandits have been down a little bit over the last month. But for Williams, the strikeouts, just not a huge part of his game. In his minor league career, he's averaging around 8.5 per 9 innings. One out, nobody on for Parker Chavers. First pitch swing, and he bounces one to second. Charging in Johnson. He flips to first and got him. Justin Johnson had little time to get the ball out of his glove and over to first base. And with the speed of something very quick, he gets it done. Kind of reaching out to his left and just getting it over to Squires in time. 5 straight outs to begin the day for Williams. Now facing Jordan Wogu. First pitch down and in. Wogu, the DH. He was not in the lineup yesterday. The pitch. Breaking ball fouled over the screen. 1-1. Wogu 3-for-13 in this series with a double, a home run, and a pair driven in. His blast came in the game on Wednesday. Williams 1-1. Popped him up. Left side of the infield, the shortstop Dustin Dickerson takes charge. On the infield grass, he reaches up, makes the catch, and ends the inning. Another 1-2-3 frame for Henry Williams. He keeps the Bandits in front, 2-0. Bottom at 2, coming your way next on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Six Cubs up, 6 Cubs down for Henry Williams, the Bandits starting pitcher, looking good early on tonight. Quad City's bats also looking good. They've staked him a 2-0 lead as we open the bottom of the second inning. For Quad City's, 7, 8, and 9 due up, beginning with the shortstop Dustin Dickerson. Aaron Perry, the pitcher for the Cubs. First pitch fastball bounced up the middle. That's going to squeak through. A leadoff single for Dustin Dickerson. He needed just one pitch to pick up his 3rd hit of the week. Dickerson, per usual, with a nice, simple approach. grounding one back past the second base bag to bring up Spencer Nivens. Nivens, a left-handed batter and the Royals' number 30 prospect per MLB Pipeline. 22-year-old from Columbia, Missouri. First pitch down and away for ball one. Nivens looking for his first hit this week. He is 0 for 7. However, leads the team in walks during the series with 4. 1-0. Hit high in the air, well struck, left center field. Bateman on his way back, circling around. He makes the catch on the warning track. Dickerson tags up for second. The throw from the outfield is cut off. And it's a productive flyout for Nivens. Dickerson moves up to second base into scoring position. And there's one away for Johnson. Pretty good swing from Nivens. Got 94 down the middle. It's maybe just a tad underneath it. That said, he still hit 100 miles per hour in the exit velocity department. So one out, man in scoring position for JJ. Bandit second baseman, a right-handed hitter. Dickerson with a big lead as he backs up the second, and Johnson takes a slider on the lower inside corner. 33rd game for Johnson. A 192 hitter, 7 RBIs. The pitch. Line drive shot down the left field line and into the corner. That'll score Dickerson. Johnson on his way to second base. Stevens fires it in from the warning track. Now Johnson goes for third. The throw over. Got him. The throw to second was offline. But Jonathan Long, the first baseman, came off the bag, snagged it in the infield grass, and fired over to Ramirez, who was able to place the tag on Johnson. So it'll go in the books as an RBI double. Quad Cities takes a 3-0 lead. Johnny Long, though, with a really good play to keep Johnson off the base paths. So two outs, nobody on for the top of the order. Jack Pineda will take outside for ball one. Johnson with his sixth double of the season and his second in as many games. Picks up RBI number 8. The 1-0 pitch from Perry. Fastball outside. It's 2-0. Quad Cities, when they're the first team to score this year, 17-7, as opposed to 5-14 when they score second. Here's the 2-0. Popped foul over the left side. 2 balls and 1 strike. Last night, Quad Cities went just 2-for-11. With runners in scoring position, they are 2-for-4 through their first 2 innings of offense tonight. The pitch to Jack. Off the hands, again fouled towards the bleachers, out of play. Pineda back in the leadoff spot where he has found his new home. Jack started the year batting mostly in the bottom third of the order for Brooks Conrad, but now he's hitting leadoff for the 15th time. He's batting .264 on the season with a .367 on base percentage. Perry fires a slider low and in. It's off the glove of Hearn, back to the backstop. And now a full count. Quad Cities has scored in back-to-back innings. They lead 3-0. 2 outs, nobody on in the bottom of the second. Perry looking for his second K and to end the frame. The payoff. Grounded over to first base, 2 hops into the glove of Long, and he wins the race to the bag to end the frame. Quad Cities, though, back in the run column. An RBI double from Justin Johnson makes it 3-0. Top of 3 next. You're listening to Midwest League Baseball on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
3-0 lead for Quad Cities as we start the top of the third inning. Henry Williams pitching to the South Bend Cubs, who will be led off this inning by Rafael Morel. He swings to the first pitch fastball, falling behind 0-1. Williams has retired six straight. Morel leads off the bottom third of the lineup card. 0-1 pitch. Slider pulled on the ground to third base. Two hops for Pineda. Sets his feet, throws to first. In time for the out. One gone. With Johnson's RBI double in the bottom of the second, that snaps a string for Quad Cities in which they had not scored in eight consecutive second innings. Finally, snap the curse and extend their lead to three. So one out, nobody aboard for Ethan Hearn, the Cubs catcher. First pitch. Pulled foul into the first base dugout. Strike one. Hearn with a home run for his lone hit in the game yesterday. A 2.08 hitter on the season. Williams 0-1. Wave and a miss. Good changeup off the lower outside corner. Nothing in two. Hearn, a sixth round pick by Chicago back in 2019 out of the Mobile Christian School in Alabama. 0-2. Fastball down the middle. Strike three. Williams catches him looking for his second strikeout and the second out in the frame. Williams pitching confidently and effectively thus far. 23 pitches, 16 strikes. Now he gets the red-hot second baseman, Ed Howard. First pitch. Big breaking ball falls in for strike one. It was the curve. Four-pitch mix for Williams. Heater, changeup, curveball, slider. We've seen all four of them thus far tonight. 0-1. Foul ball off the glove of Jensen to the screen for strike two. Few guys are swinging it better than Ed Howard right now. He has hits in five straight games, a stretch where he is 11 for 18. 0-2. Curveball lined off the glove of Dickerson into left field. Looked like it would be right in the leather for Dusty. But it sizzles past the glove and into the grass for another knock. Boy, did Howard ever get a piece of that one. 1-0-3 off the bat. And another base hit for Ed Howard, make it a six-game hit streak. So he is the only Cub to reach in Williams' first trip through the order. Card flips over for Brett Bateman, who takes a called strike. Fastball at 93 on the upper outside corner. That was actually the upper inside corner, I beg your pardon. Bateman flew out to deep center his first time up. Howard has his lead at first. 0-1. That one. Bit inside. Maybe high. Not sure where it missed. He's the number 29 Cubs prospect for MLB Pipeline. Started the season off the publication's rankings, but worked his way on with a terrific start. 1-1. Low and outside. 2-1. He's batting 305 on the year with an 833 OPS. And he has just dominated Quad Cities this year. Had a four-game hit streak snapped yesterday, but he's reached safely in 11 consecutive. Throw to first. Howard back with a head-first dive. Bandits up 3-0 in the top of the third. Williams has retired eight of the first nine batters he's faced. Trying to strand the two-out single of Howard. Hitters count for Bateman, the 2-1. Ground ball poked through the left side. It'll be another base hit. Howard stops at second, and Brett Bateman extends the inning. Quad Cities was set up defensively in a way that opened up the left side of the infield. Shortstop Dickerson was more up the middle than the normal shortstop positioning. Maybe if he was in his usual location, it would have been a 6-4 or a 6-3 inning-ending groundout. But instead, back-to-back singles, and Pedro Ramirez gets an opportunity with two outs and two men on. First pitch, pulled foul down the right field line into the Cubs' bullpen. Speaking of top 30 prospects for the Cubs, Ramirez clocks in at number 12. a top five hitter in the Midwest League this year, batting 317. He is top four in hits and top two in walks. 0-1 outside, 1-1. Jensen still leads the league with 37 free passes, but Bateman is tied with two others with 34 for the second most in the league. He represents the game-tying run. Two outs, two runners on. The pitch fouled over the screen. One ball, two strikes. Williams challenged him with a fastball down the middle, and Ramirez couldn't square it up. One of the quicker pitches of the day for Williams, who hits 94. It's about where he'll top out. 1-2 count. The right-hander looks back towards second. Now kicks and fires. Breaking ball punched over the third base bag. Foul over towards the Pepsi Loge boxes and off the hands of a fan who almost made a really nice catch. Got two hands on it, too. Just couldn't haul it in. 74 on the exit velo. Another 1-2 from Henry. Fastball. See you later. Strike three. Right on the inner edge of the zone, Henry's got three strikeouts through three scoreless innings. He strands a pair of two-out singles and brings the Bandits back to the plate with a 3-0 lead. This is Midwest League Baseball on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Quad Cities lead South Bend 3-0. We open up the home half of the third with Carson Rockefort, Quad Cities center fielder, the two-hole batter for Brooks Conrad tonight. He'll be followed by Jensen and Squires. Starting pitcher for the Cubs, 24-year-old righty Aaron Perry back out there. First pitch on the way. Fastball inside, 1-0. Perry's given up runs in each of his first two innings tonight. He had not allowed a run last week against the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. 1-0. Called strike at the knees, 1-1. Perry technically gave up one run against the Rattlers last week, but he pitched against them twice. Only gave up one run in his first outing, then four scoreless in his second go-around. Rockefort swings and misses at a changeup, falls behind 1-2. He'll use his timeout. But through his first five appearances as a South Bend Cub, Perry had not allowed more than one run, and Quad Cities tagged him for two in the first. 1-2. Fastball line towards right field, coming on Chavers. He'll make the catch chest high. Good swing from Rockefort, but it's out number one. Chavers nearly had a diving catch to take away one of those Bandits runs back in the first inning. Cale Emshoff blooped one in his direction. Chavers laid out, had the ball in his glove, but couldn't secure it. Here's Carter Jensen with one out. First pitch. Breaking ball in there for strike one. Just like an NFL wide receiver, Chavers did not maintain possession of the catch all the way through the motion, so to speak. As Jensen swings over one low, nothing at two. Who really knows what a catch is, though, in the NFL? It seems a lot easier here in baseball. The pitch. Fastball, line drive at the second baseman, Howard. He makes the catch to his left, and there are two away. So a couple of quick outs for Aaron Perry, who has given up his fair share of hard contact today. But he got Rockeford and Jensen on just a few pitches, and now takes Brett Squires on with two outs and the bases clear. Struck out Brett, swinging back in the first. Right-hander kicks and deals. Fastball, make that a slider. Cut on and miss, strike one at 86. Infield for the Cubs, shifted up the middle and towards right field. 0-1, wave and a miss. Squires chased a changeup down and away, nothing in two. Shortstop Morrell, still on the left side of the bag, but up the middle. Perry's got his sign, 0-2. Fastball up the ladder, did not chase, 1-2. First year in high A for Squires. 24-year-old was with single-A Columbia last year. He's been with the Royals for just two seasons now. The pitch. In the dirt, two balls, two strikes. Signed as an undrafted free agent out of Oklahoma back in July of 2022. So technically three seasons for number 19. Another two-strike toss from Perry. The pitch. Slider low. And a nice take. Three balls, two strikes. Squires 6 for 16 this week. Two doubles, a homer, and four driven in. Payoff pitch. Fastball pulled foul towards Chris Corbett in the first base coach. First base coach's box. There we go. New baseball in hand for Perry. Pitch clock down to 7. Another payoff. This time gets him swinging. Strike 3 on a pitch down in the dirt. It's the first clean inning for Aaron Perry. His second strikeout sends the Bandits back to the field for the top of the 4th. 3-0 Quad Cities on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Searching for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located behind Section 7 inside the ballpark, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com. Top of inning number 4 in downtown Davenport. Kyle Kirchville with you on Valley Live, MILB TV, and of course at riverbandits.com. Quad Cities scored in each of the first two innings, but Aaron Perry kept him off the board in the third. Johnny Long leads off the inning for the Cubs and fouls one out of play for strike one. 3-4-5 due up against Quad Cities starter Henry Williams, right-hander from Greenwich, Connecticut. Here's his 0-1. Breaking ball, high and tight, 1-1. Henry retired the first 8 batters he faced tonight, then gave up a pair of 2-out singles to Ed Howard and Brett Bateman, but eventually struck out Pedro Ramirez to strand the threats. 1-1, outside, 2 balls, 1 strike. Last season, Williams in single A with both the Royals organization and with the Padres. 2-1. Breaking ball falls into the top half of the zone. 2-2. With Lake Elsinore in the California League. A 5.74 ERA. He was much better once he got to Columbia. The pitch. Breaking ball popped up first base side. Over towards the chalk. Brett Squires calls off JJ. And in foul territory, drifts towards the bullpen and makes the catch for the out. Long is retired, one gone. A 5.74 ERA with the Lake Elsinore Storm. Then with Columbia, a 3.38 earned run average. He has been very solid to start the year for QC in what's his first summer in high A. Now working right on right against Felix Stevens. First pitch. Fastball down Main Street, a 1. Stevens hit his 10th homer of the season on Wednesday. The pitch. Pulled on the ground to third. A two-hopper into the mid of Pineda. Long throw to first. In there in plenty of time. Two gone. Stevens a dangerous home run threat, but Williams has gotten him in each of his first two at-bats today. First a strikeout, now a 5-3 ground out. And with two gone, here's Parker Chavers. Right on left, Williams gets the sign from Jensen. Now turns and fires. Breaking ball at the knees, strike one. With two hits and a couple driven in on Thursday, Chavers is now hitting .500 over his last five games. A 1. Fastball taken for strike two. During those five games, he's driven in five runs with three walks and owns a 978 OPS. Williams 0-2. Breaking ball high. That was the slider. 1-2. Bandits with a 3-0 lead in the top of the fourth. Henry Williams has thrown 3 2/3 scoreless with three Ks and no walks. Here's his 1-2. Slider, again, this time tapped foul to the right side. He's thrown 46 pitches, 33 for a strike. His counterpart, Aaron Perry, has given up 3 runs in 3 innings and has thrown 51 times, 30 strikes. Another 2-strike delivery. Ground ball back up the middle. Charging is the shortstop, Dickerson. He's got it. Throw across his body to first. In time, inning over. That is the third perfect frame of the night for Williams. He's got 4 scoreless here at Modern Woodman Park. Bottom of 4 next. Bandits in front, 3-0. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Another 1-2-3 inning from Henry Williams. Quad City's back to the plate for the bottom of the fourth. Cale Emschoff leads it off and fouls it over the right side. 5-6-7 due up for Quad City's. Aaron Perry back out there for the South Bend Cubs. Right-hander's 0-1. high fly, right center field and deep. Back goes Bateman to the wall. He leaps. It's gone. Second home run of the series for Cale Emschoff. His sixth of the season and his 28th as a member of the River Bandits. He just keeps climbing up that leaderboard. He is now all by himself with 28 homers in River Bandits history. Fourth most since 1960 for the club. Jared Dickey, once again a first pitch swing and a grounder towards first. Long picks it up and flips to the pitcher covering. It's out number one. Cale Emschoff drove that one to deep right center field, right over by the pitch clock. He's got himself a two-hit, two-RBI kind of game. Now right on right, Dustin Dickerson at the plate. First pitch. Low one outside, ball one. Correction, that's a strike on Dusty. Dickerson with one of the Bandits' five hits, a single to lead off the second. Now he takes a curveball down and away, 1-1. For Emschoff, number six on the year. In terms of homers, he's driven in 24. Make that 25 as the pitch to Dickerson is inside. He's now behind Brett Squires for second most on the team. 2-1 from Perry. Fastball high and inside. And no, I was correct. That is ball four. I apologize. That's a walk for Dickerson. And he reaches for the second time in as many plate appearances. Nobody warming up in that Cubs bullpen, but now Perry's thrown 59 times, 33 strikes. He's given up a season high four runs. So a man at first and one out for Spencer Nivens. He flew out to center his first time. The pitch. Down and away, ball one. Dickerson has four stolen bases in six tries this year. Quad Cities with 79 on the summer, second most in the league. Perry's pitch, there goes Dusty. It's a called strike. Throw to second from Hearn is late and not held on to by Morrell, who had to jump up to make the catch. He knocks it down, but Dickerson swipes second. Give him five on the year. The Bandits have had a decent amount of base runners as of late. This week generally has not been super friendly for them offensively, but they've been down by 4, 5, 6-run deficits. 1-1, popped in the air. Tough play into shallow left. Stevens on the move, and he won't get there. It lands for a hit. Dickerson breaks for third. The throw over, not in time. Spencer Nivens has himself a bloop single, and Quad Cities has runners at the corners with one out. Well, just to finish the thought, Bandits have been down by multiple runs seemingly more often than not this week. And as a result, when they've gotten base runners, they haven't been able to be all that aggressive. But now up 4-0 tonight, they can afford to try to take that extra 90 feet. So a much-needed and well-deserved base hit for Nivens. It's his sixth of the year. Now Justin Johnson to the plate, first pitch. Fastball, lower inside corner, strike one. Johnson absolutely ripped a line drive down the left field line his first time up. Drove in Dickerson, who waits at third now. 0-1. Runner from first takes off. Hearn bobbles the ball and does not have a throw. Stolen base for Spencer Nivens. That's his fourth of the year. Quad Cities now really getting aggressive, trying to mount as large a lead as they can for Henry Williams. Infield now in for the Cubs. 0-2. Breaking ball. That's pulled through the left side. A base hit. Dickerson will score. Nivens is up third. And Justin Johnson has a two-hit, two-RBI game. 5-0 Quad Cities. Great approach for JJ. Infield in, just hit it hard somewhere. And he splits Ramirez and Morrell. Quad Cities has now scored in 3 of the first 4 innings today. So now Nivens at third, Johnson at first, one out. And Jack Pineda up, the Bandits leadoff man. He's 0 for 1 with a walk. Perry's first pitch. There goes Johnson. No throw again from Hearn. Could not secure it. Ball dribbled behind him. And now 3 straight batters have stolen a bag for QC. Dickerson, Nivens, and Johnson all taking second on 3 straight plate appearances. So there goes that double play opportunity again. Comes once more, bring in the infield. 1-0 to Pineda. In the dirt, blocked by Hearn, who is now asking for time. He's in some pain. He wore it off his bare right hand. Tosses the ball into the dugout and now will inspect his arm. Being a catcher, a thankless job. And when you're catching a pitcher who's throwing it in mid-90s and you wear one off the skin, it stings a little more than usual. Hearn's going to tough it out, though. You talk to people around South Bend, they'll tell you he is as tough as they come. He gives a sign out to Perry. 2-0 pitch on the way to Pineda. Fly ball, left field and deep. Stevens turning towards the track. He'll make the catch. Nivens tags from third and scores. Johnson stays put at second. 6-0 lead for Quad Cities. A sack fly off the bat of Jack Pineda for his year's 21st RBI. Bandits have put on a situational hitting showcase here in this fourth frame. They have struggled with runners in scoring position this week. They are 4-for-6 in that category today. And Pineda just brought in another with a sack fly. Now Carson Rockefeller with a man at second and 2 outs. First pitch swing and he swings over top of a pitch in the dirt. Strike 1. He's the 7th man to hit in the inning for Quad Cities. Enters the 4th inning 1-for-2 with an RBI double and a steal of 3rd back in the opening frame. Perry looks back to 2nd, the 0-1. Down and away. Pretty good pitch, but ball 1. Cubs still do not have anybody warming up in the bullpen, although a couple of guys have gotten to their feet and are stretching behind the mound down the first baseline. 1-1. Pulled down the first baseline and foul. That would have easily scored Johnson, but instead JJ goes back to second. And Rockefeller adjusts the batting gloves on his way back home. 6-0 lead for Quad Cities here in the fourth. It's their biggest lead of the week. At least it matches their biggest lead. They led by 6 at one point on Tuesday. Won that game 10-5. Rockefeller back in the box. Perry ready to deal. 1-2. Slow tapper up the third baseline. Hearn grabs with a bare hand. Spins and has no throw. Back behind Johnson. The toss. A tag. Not in time. Little throw behind JJ who took a wide turn around the bag. But he was able to get back in ahead of a late decision from Hearn to throw over. That'll be an infield single for Rockefeller. He's got a multi-hit game. And no matter what kind of contact Perry seems to be getting in this inning, it's winding up a hit for the Bandits. They have now 6 runs on 8 hits, and we're only in the fourth. So 2 outs and 2 on for Carter Jensen. An 0-for-2 night, although he lined out pretty sharply back in the third. First pitch. There goes Rockefeller. And Jensen fouls it behind home. Quad Cities has already stolen 4 bases today. Their season high on the year. 5, a mark they've gotten to twice. Most recently, a couple of weeks ago against Wisconsin. A 1. Rockford not going. The pitch low and away. 1-1. Quad Cities has scored 3 in this inning. Kalem Schaff began the frame with a solo homer, his second of the week. A few batters later, an RBI single from Justin Johnson and a sack fly off the bat of Jack Pineda. Perry threw over to first, but Rockford got back with a dive. Cubs now with a right-hander getting loose in its bullpen. Perry's attention home. Rockford goes again. Check swing. 1-1 outside. Throw to second. Goes into center field. Johnson will score. Rockford stays at second. And the Bandits now lead by 7. Bad throw from Ethan Hearn. The shortstop Morrell also appeared to have slipped trying to make the catch. We'll look at the replay on Bally Live and MILB TV. And sure enough, trying to lean backwards and get the throw behind him. The cleats failed him, and they got into center field. At least the ball did. Now 2-1 to Jensen. Tap towards the first base side. Long gloves, flip to Perry covering. He gets it in time. That ends the frame. Quad Cities, though, puts up a 4 spot in the fourth. They lead 7-0 as we go to the fifth inning on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Additional run support for Henry Williams. The right-hander takes over in the fifth with Quad Cities now up 7-0. His first pitch to Jordan Wogu is fouled into the Bandits' dugout. And I think Wogu broke his bat. That one off the hands and now needs a new stick. He'll have one tossed to him from the first base dugout. Little javelin-style throw from Felix Stevens. 6, 7, and 8. 2-0 for the Cubs after the Bandits brought 8 guys to the frame. Or to the plate, I should say, in the bottom of the fourth. Wogu in the box. He's ready for the 0-1 from Williams. The pitch. Breaking ball. Falls in. Strike 2 on a curveball. Nothing at 2. First time up, Wogu popped up to the shortstop, Dickerson. Williams deals. Wave and a miss. That was up and inside. And Wogu chases it for Henry's 4th strikeout. Wogu just did not look comfortable in that at-bat, that's for sure. That was extremely high and tight. Kind of a swing in self-defense, almost. So now Rafael Morrell, first pitch. Williams starts him with a curveball, strike 1.
He's the brother of Cubs infielder Christopher Morel. Bounced out to third, his first time up in the third. 0-1. Fastball, just low. Maybe outside, not sure where it missed. Cubs continuing to warm up a right-hander in the bullpen. Aaron Perry's given up 7 runs in 4 innings. The pitch. Inside, 2-1. It's a career high for Perry. His previous high, 5. A total he hit back in June 2023. Morel bloops one towards left center field. It's going to drop for a base hit. He takes a turnaround first, but Bivens fires it in. An RBI single for the Cubs shortstop. Now Williams had retired his last 5 batters faced, including a couple of strikeouts. But Morel snaps the string and puts a man on in front of the catcher, Ethan Hearn. He committed the first error of the game in the last half frame. A bad throw to second base on a stolen base attempt. Swing and a miss, strike 1 on the first pitch. That allowed Justin Johnson to come in and score from third. So for Perry, it's 7 runs allowed, 6 earned, but still a career high. 0-1. Outside, off the glove of Jensen, back to the screen. Morel moves up to second base on what I believe is going to be the second pass ball of the series for Jensen. Immediately looked at his glove, inspecting for holes. Rarely are there any. Hit a pass ball last night for his third of the year. Now up to 4. 1-1 to Hearn. Curveball. Nestles on the lower outside corner. Called strike 2. Now they're actually going to rule it a wild pitch on Henry Williams. So take back what I said. 6th wild pitch of the year for Henry. His 1-2 pitch to Hearn. Check swing. Ball was high and away. The appeal? He did not go. Rafael Pineda says it's ball 2. 7-0 lead for Quad Cities in the top of the 5th. They're out hitting the Cubs 8-3. Two, 2-2. Curveball outside, a full count. Williams has thrown that pitch more than I think I've seen him throw in any previous start. It's worked out well for him. He's very often started out batters with a curveball. 3-2. He goes fastball, and Hearn can't check his swing. It's a swinging strike 3. 5th K for Williams. And the 2nd out in the 5th. That pitch was on the corner anyways. But Tatum Littleton says, you win around. Here's Ed Howard. First pitch. Pop foul over the right side. 0-1. Howard continuing his incredible string of games. He is now reached in 4 straight plate appearances going back to yesterday. There have only been 3 plate appearances all week in which he has not reached. He singled his only time up in the 3rd. 0-1. Curveball outside. 1-1. The only time he didn't reach yesterday was a 2nd inning strikeout thrown by Frank Mazzucato. After that, a double, a single, and a walk, but he never scored a run. 1-1. Grounded foul past Nick Lovello in the 3rd base coach's box. 1-2. Williams with just 2 strikeouts and 4 scoreless innings last week. He is hunting his 6th through what would be 5 scoreless tonight. Would bring him within 1 of his season high. He deals in. And Howard pops it off the hands towards the first base dugout. Jensen gives it a look, but it lands in the seats. 64 pitches for Williams, 45 strikes. He has been super efficient. Nobody warming up in Quad City's bullpen, but the Cubs still have the right-hander going in theirs. The end of the day, likely the case for Aaron Perry. Another 1-2 pitch from Williams. Curveball on the ground towards short. Dickerson bobbles, picks it up, throws on the move to first, and Squires bails him out with a terrific scoop. Henry Williams now has 5 scoreless innings. He punches out 2 more for number 4 and number 5 on the ball game in this scoreless fifth. Halfway through this Saturday night contest, it's the Bandits in front of the Cubs, 7-0. Bottom of the fifth next on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
After 4 innings from their starter Aaron Perry, the South Bend Cubs will turn to Hunter Biggie, who is back with South Bend in the midst of a rehab assignment. Right-handed reliever will begin his night against Brett Squires. First pitch, Brett fouls the fastball off the glove of Hearn for strike one. 4-5-6 due up for Quad Cities. They lead the Cubs 7-0. It's their largest lead of the series. Biggie sets on the first base side of the rubber. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good fastball. 0-2. Got Aaron Perry, who is throwing the ball 95-96. Now you've got Hunter Biggie, who throws 97-98-99. Last pitch to Squires, 98 even on the gun. 0-2 pitch. Fastball called. Strike 3. 93 down Main Street. Third strikeout of the evening for Squires. One down in the Bandits' half of the fifth. Final line for Aaron Perry in his first career start against Quad Cities. 4 innings, 7 runs, 6 hits, 7 runs, 6 earned on 8 hits, 2 walks, and 2 strikeouts. Now here's KLM Schaaf. First pitch. Wave and a miss on a slider, 0-1. Kale's off to a terrific start today. 2 hits, 2 RBIs. First a run-scoring single in the first, then a solo homer to lead off the fourth. 0-1, wave and a miss, another breaking ball, 0-2. For M. Schaaf, multi-hit game number 5 of the season. Multi-RBI game number 8. That is a team high for QC this year. Cubs infield shifted lightly towards left field, playing the pull. Not an extreme shift whatsoever. 0-2. Low and outside. Buried another off-speed pitch. Kale Emshoff now chasing Thomas Alfredson for the third most homers in Quad Cities franchise history. The pitch. Breaking ball, tapped down the third baseline, foul. Count holds. Alfredson played for the River Bandits. At that time, the Quad City Angels from 1985 to 1986. He has 29 career homers at this club. Emshoff with 28 as he laces another knock into left field, making a three-hit ball game for Kale Emshoff. The homer last time up. Now he plops his second single of the night onto the grass. He fell into a two-strike count quickly, but Biggie leaned on the fastball a little bit too much in the second half of the at-bat. Threw it at the knees at 98. Can't let the velocity of the pitch do the work. So a man at first and one out for Jared Dickey. First pitch, he takes low. Ball got away from Hearn for a moment, but Emshoff doesn't move. That's the third pitch seen by Jared today. He had swung at each of the first two he had seen. Grounded out three unassisted in the first, and then 3-1 in the fourth. First baseman Emshoff, or Long rather, holds Emshoff. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. 83-mile-an-hour fastball, 1-1. Hunter Biggie is here on a double-A rehab assignment. 25-year-old is from Los Gatos, California. A 12th-round pick out of Harvard back in 2019. 1-1. Wave and a miss. Another flame-thrown fastball, 1-2. Biggie played for South Bend for two seasons. 17 appearances for him in 2021. 29 appearances for South Bend in 2022. Last year he was mostly in double-A, but did spend some time in triple-A Iowa. 1-2. Flared over the left side, foul. He technically has pitched once this season already, but that was in the Arizona Complex League. Made just one appearance down there a few days ago. Only pitched an inning. Dickey battling, 1-2. Soft serve towards left field. That one is going to drop for a hit over Morrell. Emshoff wants to go first to third. The throw from Stevens in left, got him. Ramirez applies the tag on the feet first slide. And that's the second out. Dickey able to move up to second on the throw. Emshoff forcing the issue, making Stevens make a good throw. And that's exactly what he did. He picked it up with the bare hand and fired a perfect toss over to Ramirez. Really can't fault Emshoff there. So a man at second with two outs for Dustin Dickerson. Dusty's reached twice, once via single, once via walk. First pitch in the dirt, ball one. That hit for Quad Cities, the squad's 10th of the ball game. They have struggled mightily offensively this week, with the exception, I guess, of Tuesday when they won 10-5. 1-0. Off the hands, bloop towards right center field. That gets over Howard. Another base hit. It'll score Dickey. And Dickerson is 2-for-2 now with an RBI single. Quad City's in front, 8-0. They have scored in four of the five innings today. So I guess the out of Emshoff stings a little bit now. But for Hunter Biggie, you really can't be all that frustrated. Quad City's has had a little bit of luck on their side in this frame. Looping some off the hands just into the shallow outfield as Nivens takes outside. But that's one of the repercussions of throwing that 98-mile-an-hour fastball. Sometimes as the hitter, if you just get the bat on it, the power of the pitch will sail it into the grass. Toss to Nivens. Called strike on the outer edge. It's 1-1. After Biggie struck out Squires Quad Cities has struck for three straight singles. Nivens, a base hit, back in the fourth. He's one for two with a steal of second. Biggie's 1-1. Outside, two balls, one strike. Quad Cities bats have got to be loving the way they have started the month of June. May was not a good time for really either the pitchers or the batters, as Niven swings through a slider, 2-2. But at the plate, the Bandits hit just 209 as a team last week and averaged just over 10 strikeouts per game at the plate. They've only struck out three times tonight. 2-2. Breaking ball just high, maybe outside, and Nivens has worked the count full. Biggie not expected to go super deep in the game tonight. Again, he's in the midst of a rehab. He's thrown 20 pitches, and the Cubs have a right-hander warming up at the moment. 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. That ends the inning. A couple of strikeouts for Hunter Biggie, but another run for Quad Cities. Dustin Dickerson's RBI single makes it 8-0. Good guys. We go to the sixth, as does Henry Williams. We'll be back on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
While the River Bandits offense has scored 8 runs on 11 hits, Henry Williams, their starting pitcher, has faced just 3 over the minimum. He has given the Bandits 5 scoreless frames with the help of 5 strikeouts. He's back out there for the 6th, ready to take on Brett Bateman, the leadoff hitter. First pitch, down the middle, strike 1. Williams' season high, 6 innings. It was against Wisconsin on May 11th when he completed a quality start. 0-1, outside, 1-1. But if you go back to last week, Williams has given the Bandits 9 consecutive scoreless frames with 7 Ks. 1-1. Curveball, outside, 2-1. If you ask me, it's been that pitch that's been the difference for him. He's thrown it against any kind of batter, and in any kind of count. 2-1. That's outside. 3-1. Brett Bateman, 1-for-2 with a single back in the third. He's in a hitter's count. 3-1. That's low. Ball 4. A leadoff walk issued by Williams. Just his first free pass given out today. And, of course, it's to Brett Bateman, who wasn't about to not reach at least twice today. He has done that in every game he's played against Quad Cities, sans one. That was the game earlier this week on Tuesday. First pitch to Pedro Ramirez is blooped down the left field line, heading over Nivens. He will make the catch right next to the chalk. Back to first goes Bateman. That looked like a dangerous swing upon immediate contact, but Nivens did a good job getting over and making the squeeze for the first down. Here's Jonathan Long, three-hole hitter for the Cubs, 0 for 2 today. Williams pitch, curveball, a strike on the outside half of the zone. Long has had a good week. Three hits in 11 at-bats entering action today with the homer and five RBIs. That's tied for the Cubs high this series. 0-1, foul to the screen, nothing and two. Hunter Biggie just threw the last inning for the Cubs. He's in the midst of a double-A rehab. Number 41, right-hander Luis Devers is now starting to throw in the first base bullpen. He pitched on Tuesday. Williams 0-2. Wave and a miss. Got him with a fastball around the hands. Strike three. It's now six Ks for Williams. He gives up the leadoff walk, but then responds with back-to-back outs and now gets the always dangerous Felix Stevens. If Williams completes this sixth inning, he will have another quality start for Quad Cities pitching staff. First pitch, down and away, ball one. It'll be Williams' second of the year, but Quad Cities rotation's 12th. And you will take that through 50 games in a high A season. Time called by Stevens ahead of the 1-0 pitch. 8-0 Quad Cities in the sixth. Brett Bateman over at first, held by Squires. He's a dangerous base runner, but has not tried to go since reaching. Right-hander's 1-0. Inside. Two balls, no strikes. Pitch count for Williams now at 76, his season high 88. He's eclipsed the 80 pitch mark, though, only twice this year. 2-0. Curveball called strike. That one blooped from about head high to the top of the zone for Stevens. And Felix is 6'4". Williams deals. Breaking ball, foul to the screen. And it's now a two-strike count on Felix. He takes a full lap around the home plate area and now adjusts his batting gloves before stepping in. Well, he'll use a timeout. Trying to take as much time as he possibly can. Williams looking to complete his second quality start of the year. 2-2. Just low. That one was right at the edge of the zone. And it's a full count. So with the full count and two outs, that means Bateman gets a head start. Williams' attention, though, at home plate. His 3-2. Fouled over the screen. We'll do it again. Devers has stopped throwing in the first base bullpen, but it looks like it's because he is loose and ready to go. Quad Cities up 8-0 in the top of the sixth. Henry Williams looking to face just one over the minimum in another scoreless frame. He'll step off the back of the rubber and use the disengagement, his second in this plate appearance. What a chess match between Henry Williams and Felix Stevens. Right-hander sets. The payoff. Popped in the air, shallow right. Out goes the second baseman, Johnson. In comes Dickey, and the right fielder makes the catch to end the frame. Six scoreless innings from Henry Williams. The Royals' number 27 prospect has his second quality start of the season. To the bottom of six we go. 8-0 Bandits here in Modern Woodman Park.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together. Williams has treated Quad Cities to their best start of the week. He's gone six scoreless, while the offense has paced him to an 8-0 lead. Bottom of the sixth underway, Justin Johnson facing Luis Devers. JJ had to lean out of the way of a fastball inside. Now the 1-0, also inside, but not by quite as much. 9-1 and 2 due up for Quad Cities. Devers, the third pitcher used by the Cubs tonight. 2-0, high fly, right center field. Bateman into the alley, over towards the warning track, looking up. He'll play it off the wall. Chavers on the rebound. He throws it in, and Johnson is up to second base with his second double of the game and his third hit of the contest. Justin Johnson feeling it right now. It's his third double in the last two nights, and he's up to seven of those on the season. Got a fastball down the middle at 90. Peppered at 97 off the right center padding. Now Jack Pineda hits one well towards right, but that hangs up for Chavers. He makes the catch. Johnson tags for third. The throw is way offline. JJ advances 90 feet. Chavers had the right amount of mustard on it, but he missed the hot dog. So Pineda retired for the first out. But he gets JJ further into scoring position. Quad Cities is trying to score for the fifth time in six innings. Rockefort already has an RBI under his belt. He plated a man in the first. He is 2-for-3 with a double, a single, and two of Quad Cities' five stolen bases. First pitch from Devers. Misses outside for ball one. Third season in South Bend for Luis. It's his ninth appearance of the season. 1-0, high and away. Devers, 23 years old, from the Dominican Republic. This year, 1-2 with a 6.28 ERA. Gave up three runs against the Bandits in three innings on Tuesday. His 2-0 pitch. Slider falls in for strike one. After the six-inning start from Henry Williams, Quad Cities has activated the bullpen. Looks like right-hander Natanyo Garabitos is getting loose. 2-1. High and away. Three balls, one strike. Final line for Hunter Biggie. One inning, one run. On three hits, no walks, and a couple of strikeouts. He K'd Squires to begin the frame, but then gave up three straight singles. The pitch. High and away. Ball four. Rockefort's going to reach for a third time. And here in the sixth, it's via walk. It's been a bit of an issue for Devers as of late. Over his last 5 2/3 innings, he's allowed six walks. And he gives up number seven in now a three-game stretch tonight. So runners at the corners, one out. Carter Jensen looking to take advantage. First pitch. Inside? No. It's on the inside half of the zone. Strike one. Bandits have 8 runs on 12 hits, but shockingly, Jensen has not contributed. He is 0-for-3. The pitch. Devers slide steps and misses low and outside. 1-1.
Luis has been known to do that. He will shake up his style, throw to first, back with a dive, Rockefort. He will hit you with the slide step. He will pause mid-stride. He'll do whatever he can to mess with your timing. Another slide step. The pitch low and inside, blocked by Hearn. Devers was pointing it out in front of home plate to make sure he saw it. Quad Cities needs a win today and a win in tomorrow's series finale to split this six-game series and avoid losing their fifth straight consecutive set. 2-1. Off the end of the bat, fouled over the left side. This one looking playable for a moment, but Ramirez won't get there. It brushes up against the netting. It does land within the field of play, but after it had already touched the net, so that makes it automatically dead. Men at the corners, one out. Jensen battling in a two-strike count. Devers deals. That's down and away. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Luis with 23 strikeouts to 19 walks in 28 and two-thirds innings this year. The pitch. Pulled on the ground. Past the diving glove of Howard into right field. That brings in Johnson. Rockefort advances to third. The throw from Chavers is not in time. Carter Jensen gets in on the action. He gives the Bandits a 9-0 lead with the RBI single. Everybody getting involved today. And that is exactly what this offense needs. Now with the month of June now on the calendar, the only man who has not gotten involved is this guy, Brett Squires, who steps up now. Devers gets a visit from the catcher, Ethan Hearn. Nothing lead for QC. They have scored in 5 of the 6 innings tonight. It's been one of their best prolonged offensive outputs of the season, frankly. Squires wore the golden sombrero a couple of nights ago. He's 0 for 3 with 3 Ks today. Devers' first pitch to him misses outside for ball one. Another tip of the cap to Justin Johnson, the Bandits' 9-hole hitter, setting the table for a 6th-inning rally. The pitch. Here's a little blooper. Left field, that's going to drop in front of Stevens. In comes Rockefort. It's a 10-game, 10-run game for Quad Cities. They lead by a dime here in the 6th. Brett Squires off the schneid with an RBI single, his 30th ribby of the year. And it's just one of those games for Quad Cities where you can do no wrong. They have had their fair share of blue pits amongst their 14 tonight. But they've also had some big swings, including the solo homer from KLM Schaff in the 4th, one of his 3 today. At the plate now, he takes down and away for ball one. 10 runs on now 14 hits for Quad Cities. Devers fires. This is inside 2-0. Bandits are one hit away from matching their season high for most hits in a game. They had 16 against South Bend back in April. 2-0. Breaking ball hit in the air. Deep right field. This one's got a chance. It's gone! Kale Emshoff blasts off again. It's his 3rd home run of the series and his 2nd tonight. It carries out over the right field fence, and the Bandits have blown this game wide open. It is now 13-0. Holy cow, Kale Emshoff. He has got 29 in his career as a Bandit. He is officially in Quad City's all-time top 3. As Jared Dickey grounds out on the first pitch he sees. 4-3, Howard retires him. It's another first pitch out for Jared tonight. By the way, both homers for Emshoff to the opposite field. His blast in the fourth to right center, this one to straightaway right. Here's Dustin Dickerson dancing out of the way of a pitch up and in. For Devers, that is just the second home run he has given up this year. He has struggled, but not in that category. Dickerson fouls one off over the right side, 1-1. Luis working very quickly now, trying to put an end to this frame. The pitch. Inside, 2-1. Remember, he had an instance against Dickerson earlier this week. The pitch. That hit him. Slider didn't slide. It catches Dusty on the arm. And the inning is extended once again for Quad Cities. Dickerson has now reached in four straight plate appearances. And out to the hill comes Bruce Billings. The Bandits have had a couple of instances with Devers in this series where they have felt that he is pitching before he should be able to. But he's a guy who's kind of mastered his craft, so to speak. He knows when and when he can't pitch. And what's he got to lose, frankly? So another mound visit for South Bend. Devers, pitch count at 25. He has thrown just 10 strikes. And he's given up 5 runs in 2/3 of an inning. Catcher Ethan Hearn out there for the conversation as well. Once we get to the 7th inning, we'll take our first trip around the Midwest League scoreboard. Also check in with the rest of the Kansas City Royals farm system. But here in the bottom of the 6th, Quad Cities, a team that has watched South Bend put up 2 different 5 spots over the last 2 games, has now given the Cubs a taste of their own medicine with a 5 spot in the 6th. Mound visit over, Spencer Nivens first pitch swinging. He fouls one over the left side, it's 0-1. Nivens 1-for-3, a single and a stolen base to his credit, 0-1. In the dirt with a breaking ball, 1-1. 13-run game for Quad Cities. A new season high for them. They put up 12 against the Cubs at their place on April 27th, the same game when they had their season high in hits, a total that they've matched now. Nivens takes low, 2 balls, 1 strike. He is the 9th man to hit in the inning for Quad Cities. Devers deals in the dirt, 3-1. Justin Johnson in the on-deck circle, hoping for a second plate appearance in this inning. Quad City's 5-run frame powered by RBI singles from Jensen and Squires and then Emshoff's 3-run blast. The pitch. Line drive, foul. Into the Cubs' bullpen. Just to the right of the chalk line. Nivens turned on a 90-mile-per-hour pitch on the lower inside corner. And he was just a millisecond in front. 3-2 count. It means Dickerson will be off with the pitch. Devers deals. And it's low and inside. Ball 4. Dickerson is into scoring position. And sure enough, JJ will get another plate appearance. Couple of doubles, couple of RBIs, and a single for JJ today. Right-handed batter against a right-handed pitcher. Devers looks back towards second. The pitch. That's too high. Ball 1. Cubs with another pitcher in the bullpen. This time, a lefty getting loose. Here's the 1-0. Outside, 2 balls, no strikes. Quad Cities with 13 runs on 15 hits. They've worked 4 walks in there as well, and they've also matched their season high with 5 stolen bases. 2-0. Curveball finds the outer half, 2-1. if they weren't up by 13, Quad Cities would probably still be trying to steal at the rate in which they were in the first half of the game. 2-1. Curveball, again, this time on the inner half, and a called strike two. Johnson now with 7 doubles on the season. He's got 3 of them in this series. 2-2, down and away with a breaking ball. Not close enough to consider chasing. And it's a full count. Dickerson's already at second base. Nivens at first. With 2 outs and a full count, they'll be on the move. Payoff pitch from Devers. Wave and a miss. Scott Johnson on a breaking ball. And that ends the inning. Not before Quad Cities strikes again, this time for a 5 spot. RBI singles from Jensen and Squires, and then a 3-run blast for Cale Emschaff. He has got a 5 RBI game. We'll be back on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Nathaniel Garabitos, the new pitcher for Quad Cities. He takes over in the top of the 7th, working with quite the advantage. It's 13-0 Quad Cities. He starts Parker Chavers with a called strike one. And now faces again with a slider and misses low. 1-1. He takes over for Henry Williams, who gave Quad Cities probably the team's best pitching performance of the week. 6 scoreless innings with 6 Ks. Right-hander's 1-1. Another slider. That's outside. 2-1. For Quad Cities, it's their 12th quality start of the season. And individually, Williams' 2nd. Pitch to Chavers. Wave and a miss. A little fastball on the lower outside corner. 2-2. Chavers 0-2. A couple of ground outs to his credit tonight. Got to beat those with a deep breath. Right-hander fires, and the fastball is high, full count. Twelfth outing of the year for Nathaniel. His ERA down to an even 3. He has pitched well over the last couple of weeks. The pitch. Just down and away, ball 4. A nice take from Chavers. And he gives the Cubs a leadoff base runner in the 7th. Quad Cities extended the lead to 13 with a 5-run bottom of the 6th. The frame highlighted by the 2nd homer of the night for Cale Emschaff. A 4-hit, 2-homer, 5 RBI performance. First pitch to Jordan Wogu. Slider on the lower inside corner, strike one. With now 29 as a River Bandit. Emshoff tied with Thomas Alfredson for the third most in franchise history. The pitch. Outside and off the glove of Jensen. Chavers going to move up to second base. We'll see if that one's ruled a pass ball or a wild pitch. Jensen wants a moment to talk with the Tanyel. Right-hander has not allowed an earned run across his last five appearances. He gave up three unearned runs against Dayton last week. But completely scoreless against South Bend earlier this week. It would have been in game two of the set on Wednesday. Through an inning and a third out of the bullpen. No runs, no hits, one walk, no Ks. Jensen back behind the plate. The 1-1 to Wogu. Fastball above the zone. It's 2-1. Rafael Morel, another right-handed batter, waits on deck. It was 5, 6, and 7 due up in the inning. 2-1. Popped up near home plate. Jensen searching for it, sheds the mask, moves towards the screen, and reaches up to make the catch. Nice work, Carter Jensen. That is one of the most underratedly challenging plays in baseball. Little pop-up right behind home. And Jensen located it immediately, tossed the bat aside, and made the squeeze with two hands. So one out, and a man at second for Rafael Morel. By the way, it was a wild pitch charged to Garbitos. The pitch popped up, foul over the right side, strike one. We've seen a couple of hard-throwing pitchers for South Bend, and Aaron Perry and Hunter Biggie. Garbitos probably has the most velocity for Quad Cities. His fastball ranges from 96 to 98. A look to second, the 0-1. Slider bounced over to short. Dickerson's got it on three hops. A throw on the run to first is in time. Up to third base goes Chavers, and there are two gone. Bandits holding on to their current shutout. 13-0 in the top of the seventh, but the Cubs have put a man at third base for the first time tonight. And the left-handed bat of Ethan Hearn trying to take advantage with two outs. Garbitos' pitch in the dirt, ball one. For Nathaniel, like I said, an even 3 ERA in his first 11 outings. 13 strikeouts in 15 innings. He owns a 147 whip and a 204 opponent batting average. The pitch. Called strike, outer half, 1-1. If you just narrow it down to the last month for Nathaniel, in May, a 193 earned run average and a 152 opponent batting average. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball low, two balls, one strike. He has now thrown nine consecutive scoreless innings, or rather, nine consecutive innings without allowing an earned run. Remember, three unearned against Dayton last week. Chavers waits at third. 2-1 sliders down and in. And Hearn ahead in the count, 3-1. He's hitless and across his first two at-bats with a couple of strikeouts. Both of those, of course, against Henry Williams, the starting pitcher for Quad Cities. 3-1. Fastball missed down and away. Ball four. By no means the worst thing in the world. Men at the corners with two outs. And Garbitos can go right on right against Ed Howard. Now he's one of the guys who you'd probably least want to face in the Cubs system right now. Single for him in the third, but a bounce out to short in the fifth inning. The pitch. Fastball right down the pipe for strike one. Bandits up 13-0 in the top of the seventh inning. 0-1. Wave and a miss. Howard chased the fastball high. It's nothing and two. And Nathaniel really ramped up the heat there. That one was 98. Former Mariners product, acquired via trade by the Royals this last offseason. 0-2. High and away, 1-2. That was another one at 98 miles per hour. Nathaniel, just 23, a native of the Dominican Republic. He was with the Mariners until he was traded over on March 15th, just before the season started. 1-2. High in the air, center field, but right at Rockefort. Just a couple of steps in, he makes the catch, and the inning is over. The Cubs get a man to third for the first time in the ball game, but got to beat those strands, him and a man at first. Bandits take a 13-0 lead to the bottom of the seventh. This is Midwest League Baseball on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Quad Cities to the plate for the bottom of the seventh inning. They lead by a lot. It is 13-0 Quad Cities. Nathaniel Garabitos kept the shutout intact, straining a couple of runners in a scoreless top of the seventh. Facing the Bandits now on the mound, it's the Cubs lefty Mitchell Tyranski. He gets the top third of the Bandits order, beginning with Jack Pineda, who swings to the first pitch for strike one. For Tyranski, it's his second season in the Midwest League, but his first with the South Bend Cubs. Here comes the 0-1. 12-6 curveball falls in for a called strike two. He was with Great Lakes last year when he was with the Dodgers system, where he had been since 2019. 0-2 pitch to Jack. Fastball outside. A 3.83 ERA for the Loons. Made 36 appearances, most of those out of the bullpen. This year now with South Bend. 1-2. Fouled into the screen. He's put up pretty similar numbers with the Cubs through his first seven outings this year. A 3.27 ERA, 11 strikeouts in 11 innings. Originally, the Dodgers took him in the 12th round of the 2019 draft out of Michigan State. 1-2. In the dirt, Hearn slides into the right-handed batter's box to make the stop. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Pineda does not have a hit today. Bandits leadoff hitter, though, walked and scored a run in the first and then drove in a run in the fourth inning with a sac fly. Tyranski's 2-2. Fastball just missed the lower outside corner. Ball three. He is 6'2", Tyranski that is, 215 pounds and 26 years old from Birmingham, Michigan. He's Spent a little time with Myrtle Beach this year. The payoff. That's low, ball four. Another base runner for Quad City. Second walk of the game for Jack Pineda. And it brings up Carson Rockefeller. Tyranski has not given up a run in his last two outings. A combined 2 1/3 scoreless. A whip of 1.09 for him. Carson Rockefeller now up. He'll take a fastball on that lower outside corner. Some activity in Quad City's bullpen. Got to beat those through just one frame, but a new right-hander getting loose. A one. Down and away, stopped by Hurd. Tyranski making a concerted effort to work the outside half of the plate against Pineda and Rocco. Carson's had a really good game. An RBI double, a single, a walk, and two stolen bases. Left on left, the 1-1. Again, searching for the lower half, but he doesn't find it. Down and away for ball two. 13-0 lead for Quad Cities in the bottom of the seventh. A couple of games postponed throughout the league tonight, but no one else has finished their contest. 2-1 is high, 3-1. Some rain impacting games in the Eastern Division. Great Lakes and West Michigan rained out in Grand Rapids. Peoria and Lansing rained out at Jackson Field. Here's the 3-1. High and inside, ball four. Tyranski has walked back-to-back batters to start the night. So Pineda to second, Rockefeller to first. Now Carter Jensen to the plate. We are the game that's furthest along tonight. They're just getting into the seventh inning in Beloit, where they've got a pitcher's duel between the Sky Carp and the Dragons. But Beloit leads 2-0 at ABC Supply Stadium. Another low-scoring game in Wisconsin. The Timber Rattlers on top of the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, 3-1, just about to go to the sixth at Fox City Stadium. And over in Cedar Rapids, the Lake County Captains have set sail against the Colonels. They scored 10 runs in the first inning and lead 11-1 in the bottom of the fifth. Ethan Hearn back behind home plate after a quick visit. Tyranski looking to regain his composure against Carter Jensen. First pitch, wave and a miss, strike one. Jensen tried to ambush him, but chased a pitch likely off the plate inside. The man warming up for Quad Cities is the right-hander Ben Sears. Usually see him in the final third of a ball game. Tyranski's 0-1. Fastball high, 1-1. And Jensen had started out the night 0-for-3 while everyone around him was popping off. But then he got into the action, helped Quad City score 5 runs in the sixth with an RBI single. 22 RBIs on the year for him now. Tyranski comes home with a curveball and missed outside, 2-1. He is a lot more slow-paced and methodical than Luis Devers, his predecessor. Luis gave up all 5 runs in that sixth inning, his only frame pitched tonight. 2-1. High and away. 3-1. And Tyranski says something into his glove. Probably something not fit for TV. He is in danger of walking the bases loaded to start the bottom of the seventh with his team already down by 13. 3-1. Wave and a miss. Jensen, again, may have chased a ball. He's made a concerted effort to be aggressive this season, and more often than not, it's paid off for him. Here, though, maybe 2 ill-advised swings. Full count nonetheless, the payoff. Inside, ball 4. Jensen gets the walk anyways. So he adds to his league-leading total. It's now 38 for him. And Tyranski is going to get a visit from Bruce Billings, as expected. He has walked the bases loaded to start the bottom of the seventh. So while he does that, let's check in on the rest of the Midwest League, or rather the Kansas City Royals farm system. All three other full-season affiliates still playing. Over in Indianapolis, the Storm Chasers have scored four unanswered against the Indians. The International League leading squad up 4-1 in the top of the fifth. At the AA level, Tulsa and Northwest Arkansas are in a good pitcher's duel. Tulsa in front 1-0 in the top of the fifth inning there. And in Kannapolis, the Fireflies are looking to come back against the Cannonballers. It's 4-2 Kannapolis in the bottom of the seventh. So with the bases loaded and nobody out, here comes Brett Squires, who also picked up his first hit in the last inning. Left on left, first pitch. Low and inside, ball one. Bandits up 13-0 in the bottom of the seventh, but they've got another golden scoring opportunity. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, low, 2-0. In case you're wondering, Quad Cities does have two grand slams this year. One hit by Jared Dickey, one hit by Jack Pineda. Quad City's hitting .289 with the bases loaded this year and an OPS just under 800. 2-0. Called strike, outer half. Squires didn't like the call. It's 2-1. Brett started out the evening with three straight strikeouts, but then drove in a run with an RBI single in the sixth. RBI number 30 for him. That's just outside the league's top 10, and it leads Quad City's roster. Tyranski's 2-1. Fastball right down the pipe. Two balls, two strikes. Ben Sears has stopped throwing for the moment. He's had ample time to get loose already in this inning, with Tyranski walking each of the first three batters he's faced. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Fourth K of the night for Squires. The first for Tyranski. And there's one away. So a missed opportunity there. Squires unable to put something in play. And now, another huge RBI spot for Kale Emshoff, who already has five today, including two homers. Tyranski's first pitch. Wave and a miss. Fastball, strike one. Boy, he could go for a big game if he's able to at least drive in some runs here. If he's able to get a hit, we're talking historic stuff. Tyranski's 0-1. High pop-up, shallow left, long run Felix Stevens. The shortstop Morel calls him off and makes the catch. That's not deep enough for Pineda to tag. It's the second out. You could hear the reaction from the crowd here at Modern Woodman Park. As soon as they saw Emshoff hit the ball in the air, they got excited, and understandably so. But it's the second out, and now Quad Cities will pass the torch to Jared Dickey. He is 1-for-4 tonight. All three times he wound up out, he swung at the first pitch and grounded out. Left on left, Tyranski fires a fastball at the top of the zone, strike one. The only time he didn't swing at the first pitch was in the fifth, when he ended up with a single. So maybe that take right there, a good sign of what's to come. Bases juiced, two outs, Bandits up 13. 0-1, swing and a miss, nothing at two. This would be quite the comeback for Tyranski. Walked the bases loaded to start the game. Retired the four-hole hitter, the red-hot five-hole hitter, and now trying to get the six-hole hitter, Jared Dickey. 0-2. Fly ball. Center field, Bateman there, a few steps to his right. That brings him over, and he makes the catch to end the frame. So Quad Cities does not score for just the second time tonight. They've got plenty already in their pocket. 13-0 Quad Cities to the top of the eighth against the South Bend Cubs here on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931. But it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, Wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
As expected, Ben Sears takes over for the Bandits. He will pitch the top of the eighth. He takes on a South Bend Cubs offense that's been held out of the run column tonight. Quad Cities leads 13-0, and they're out hitting the Cubs 15-3. Sears gets the top third of South Bend's order. That's Bateman, Ramirez, and Long. Even though the Cubs have struggled, Brett Bateman has once again, reached multiple times against Quad Cities. He is 1-for-2 with a single and a walk. Right-hander's first pitch outside for ball one. Sears takes over for Natanyo Garbitos. Garbitos, a scoreless inning, two walks, nothing else. The pitch fouled over the left side, 1-1. And this is actually Rayvaj Garcia, who appears to be pinch hitting for Brett Bateman. Switch hitter, batting left. Hit second for the Cubs yesterday. 1-1. Called strike at the knees, 1-2. Garcia with a good season under his belt thus far, a .273 average. Sears is 1-2. Called strike three, found the lower inside corner. And Garcia set down quickly for out number one. Nick Lovello potentially emptying the bench a little bit, trying to get some guys some swings in a 13-run game. We'll see how this impacts the Cubs defensively. First pitch to Pedro Ramirez. Called strike at the base of the zone. A one. Slider, that one is hit hard and deep to right. Dickey looks up, that one sails over the ribbon board. It's a solo homer. The shutout, no more. Pedro Ramirez, with his third shot of the year, has made it a 13-1 Quad Cities lead. Third home run, 28th RBI. That snaps an 0-for-4 as well. So Quad Cities will not get its fifth shutout win of the year. Ben Sears gives up his first home run of the season. So now to the plate, Jonathan Long. First pitch chopped on the ground to short. Dickerson gloves, throws on the run to first. It's in time, two away. Sears, another really good month for him. He allowed just one run in the month of April. Gave up three earned in 9 1/3 in May. And now he gets Felix Stevens. He has the team lead in saves with four. Obviously not an opportunity for that statistic tonight as Stevens swings over strike one. Felix maybe stepping to the plate for the last time tonight. In fact, it's highly likely he has not extended that on-base streak. Swing and a miss on the slider, 0-2. Felix had reached safely in 21 consecutive games prior to tonight, but he is 0-for-3. Ben Sears with a chance to shut down the longest active on base streak in the league. He's in the driver's seat, 0-2. Right-hander peers into Jensen for the sign and has what he likes. The pitch. Outside with a fastball, and Sears slipped a little bit on the mound. 1-2. Ben, 6'6", 210 pounds from Rhode Island. 23-year-old, a 14th-round pick by the Royals in 2022 out of Houston. His 1-2 to Stevens. Got him swinging. Strike three. He chased well low and outside. So the Cubs get into the run column on the Pedro Ramirez solo shot, but Sears caps the inning with a strikeout of the hot Felix Stevens. To the bottom of eight we go. 13-1 Quad Cities on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Searching for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located behind Section 7 inside the ballpark, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Angel Gonzalez has come on for the South Bend Cubs. He pitches the bottom of the eighth to Quad Cities. The Bandits in front of the Cubs, 13-1. Right on right, he begins the inning against Dustin Dickerson. First pitch slider swung through for strike one. Dusty may have chased a bit high. 7, 8, and 9 due up against Gonzalez. He's making his 13th appearance of the season and his second of the week. 0-1 to Dickerson. Inside with a fastball. Dusty with a couple of hits, both singles. Drove in a run with his poke in the fifth. Walked and scored and stole a base in the fourth. Was hit by a pitch in the sixth. Slider finds the lower outside corner. It's 1-2. He takes over for Mitchell Tyranski. Gonzalez, that is. Tyranski loaded the bases to start the seventh inning on three straight walks, but did not allow a run. 1-2, wave and a miss, strike three. Dickerson chased high. First strikeout for Gonzalez, his 22nd in just over 16 innings this year. That brings up Spencer Nivens. The seventh inning was just the second frame in which Quad Cities did not score tonight. They scored two in the first, one in the second, none in the third. Then four in the fourth, one in the fifth, and five in the sixth. One out, base is empty. The pitch to Nivens. Low and inside, ball one. Spencer picked up a single and stole a base in the fourth. Last time up, he walked against Luis Devers during that five-run sixth inning. Right-handed pitcher against a left-handed bat, the 1-0. Check swing, pitch away. Two balls, no strikes. Sun's starting to set over the first base side of the ballpark. In fact, it is mostly set, and whatever bit is still around is being covered up by the overcast skies. That said, a little bit of blue is starting to peek through above the Ferris wheel. 2-0. Slider in the dirt. Three balls, no strikes. Gonzalez, just 21 years old, from Puerto Rico. signed as a free agent with the Cubs back in 2020. This season marks his second having spent time with South Bend. He broke camp this year on the Cubs roster. 3-0. Down the pipe, called strike one. There were some defensive changes for the Cubs after Ravaj Garcia hit for Brett Bateman. I'll give you those in just a moment. Catcher Hearn sets up away. 3-1 from Gonzo. Fly in the air towards deep right center field, but this is playable. It's Morel out there. He makes the catch. And that is out number two. So obviously, he's one of the moves. Rafael Morel moves from short to center field. The second baseman, Howard, moves to short. And then Ravaj Garcia, who pinch hit for Bateman, takes over at second base. Two down, nobody on for Justin Johnson, the Bandits' nine-hole hitter. He has had a terrific game, probably his best of the year. First pitch, wave and a miss, strike one. Johnson 3-for-4 with two doubles, two RBIs, two runs scored, and a stolen base. Quickly taps the bat on home plate and is ready to go with Gonzalez receiving the sign. The pitch. Ground ball back up the middle. Second baseman Garcia gloves, throws across his body to first. It's in time to end the frame. Quad Cities goes down in order for just the second time tonight. They do not score in the eighth. 13-1, Bandits lead. The ninth frame next. Ben Sears looking for three more outs on the River Bandits Baseball Network. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Ben Sears is back on for Quad Cities, looking for the final three outs in the ball game, a contest that has been all River Bandits. They have started off the month of June on a terrifically high note. It is 13-1 as we enter the ninth. Parker Chavers, Jordan Wogu, Rafael Morel due up against the right-hander Ben Sears. First pitch on the way. It's a fastball grounded to the right side, off the diving glove of Johnson into the outfield. Chavers turns for second base. Johnson just now getting to the ball, and there is no throw. That'll be a leadoff double for Parker Chavers. It was almost a terrific play for JJ. Instead, a man in scoring position for the Cubs. Chavers, I think, kind of deserved that. He almost made a great diving catch earlier in the game, but had it pop out of his glove. And now he gets at least a little bit of retribution. Looks like the Cubs are going to have another move here, perhaps. No, it was just Tatum Littleton, the home plate umpire, signaling that the Bandits have used their second mound visit. So it's Jordan Wogu in the right-handed box. Bandits second, nobody out. Sears' first pitch is a slider. And there's a whiff at the plate for strike one. Wogu is hitless today, 0-for-3 with a strikeout and two pop-ups. One to the catcher Jensen behind home plate. Sears is 0-1. Another slider. This one fouled over Muscatine John's head in the first base camera well. Attaboy Johnny. Little souvenir for the road. Oh, he tosses it into the seats. What a legend. O2 pitch. Check swing roller. Foul. This one towards the back side of the first base dugout. I think the foul ball value goes up significantly after John has held it. Yeah, it's cool to get it from maybe Brooks Conrad or a top prospect on the Cubs or River Bandits, but when Muscatine John hands you a souvenir, that's something. 0-2, another check swing, and another foul ball rolled to the right side. Sears puts out both hands like, seriously? How did he do it twice? About a half swing from Wogu. It's like the hips didn't even move, just the arms. Just kind of pokes it to the right side. 0-2 again. This time he gets him. Strike three on a fastball. Third strikeout for Ben Sears, one away. Ben, one of the funnier characters in that River Bandits clubhouse. Showing it off a bit on the mound tonight. So here's Morrell. He's starting shortstop, turns center fielder mid-game. First pitch. At the knees, a called strike. Hey, make sure you stick around for the River Bandits postgame show tonight. We'll give you the final rundown on all of tonight's numbers and, of course, give you a look at the rest of the Midwest League and the Kansas City Royals farm system. A one. Wave and a miss. Another good slider from Sears. 0-2. The Bandits wrap up this series against South Bend tomorrow afternoon. The usual 1 o'clock Sunday matinee. It'll be the second of just 8 games at Modern Woodman Park for the Bandits in the month of June. So get your tickets. 0-2 slider, check swing. Did he go? He did not. On the appeal, Rafael Pineda says ball one. After the game tomorrow, the only other 6 games at home for Quad Cities are a series against Beloit from the 11th to the 16th. Otherwise, QC is in Appleton. That's next week. And then in the midst of a 2-week road trip, going from Great Lakes to Peoria to wrap up the month. 1-2. Another slider down and away. Good stop from Jensen. Javers stays put at second base. Of course, tomorrow, $2 general admission tickets for military members and their families. Pre-game player autographs brought to you by Quad City Times and Kids Run the Bases. 2-2 pitch. Line drive, right center field, well struck. Into the alley goes Roccaverty, won't get there. It one hops the wall. Around third base comes Chavers. No throw to the plate. RBI double Rafael Morrell. It's now a 13-2 game. So a two-hit game for Morrell. He brings in RBI number 10 on the season. And after the homer from Ramirez in the eighth, the Cubs have gotten to Sears again, this time with a pair of ninth-inning doubles. So one out and a man of second base for Dylan Granadillo, who will pinch hit and send a ball deep to right field. Dickey is back onto the track. It's gone! Dylan Granadillo, who made his first start of the season earlier this week. And he's got himself his first homer here at Modern Woodman Park. His first hit of the season as well. And that first base dugout absolutely loved that. Cubs have gotten a little bit of something going here in the ninth. They've now scored 4 unanswered against Quad Cities, but Bandits still lead by 9. How about that for Granadillo? First pitch to Ed Howard is low and inside. That's a guy that's just loved on that South Bend staff. The pitch. Slider, low and inside, 2-0. A guy who's been serving primarily as a bullpen catcher throughout the season for the last couple of years. Getting himself a homer tonight. Howard fouls one over the right side. It's 2-1. Ed's 1-for-3 with a single today. A rather quiet night for him, considering what he's been going through in this set. The pitch. Low and inside, 3-1. Sure, Brooks Conrad would rather not have to warm up another reliever and just have Sears close it out in the ninth, but he's been a little erratic, and of course he's given up four hits, including two homers. Here's the pitch. Slider grounded foul towards Nick Lovello in the third base coach's box. Home run ball was an issue for Quad Cities in May. They gave up the most home runs of any Midwest League team. They allowed 29 in 27 games. 3-2. Got him looking. Strike three on the outside edge. Fourth K for Sears and the second out in the ninth. That home run from Granadillo, the Cubs' seventh in five games this week. Fortunately, the Bandits have hit a couple of homers of their own tonight, courtesy of Cale Emschoff. He's got both of the homers in a four-hit, five RBI night. Here's Garcia for the second time. He takes down and away for ball one. The five RBI ball game, the second for a Bandit this year. This slider sliced foul over towards the bleachers on the left side. First five RBI game for a Bandit was courtesy of Jared Dickey against Wisconsin back on May 9th. 1-1. Slider swung over the top of 1-2. By the way, it's also the second multi-homer game for a Bandit this year. The pitch. Slider grounded over to second base. JJ's got it. Flipped to first. That ends the ball game. What a terrific start for Quad Cities. Their month of June begins with a 13-4 win over the South Bend Cubs. Bandits snap a three-game losing streak and have a chance to split the series tomorrow afternoon back here at Modern Woodman Park. One more time, your final, River Bandits 13, Cubs 4. The River Bandits postgame show is next from downtown Davenport.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
For the final time tonight, we welcome you back to downtown Davenport and Modern Woodman Park, where the Quad Cities River Bandits defeat the South Bend Cubs by a final score of 13-4. The win snaps the Bandits' three-game losing streak and puts them 1-0 to start the month of June. Kyle Kirchville with you for the River Bandits post-game show. Let's get it started with the line score. First for the South Bend Cubs. 4 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. They go 2-for-9 with men in scoring position and strand 6 on base. For the River Bandits, 13 runs on 15 hits. They tie a season high, going 9-for-17 with runners in scoring position. They strand 8. The winning pitcher, whose performance is going to be lost in the offensive numbers tonight, is Henry Williams. He put up his second quality start of the season, 6 shutout frames. On 3 hits, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts, Henry improves to 2-1. The losing pitcher was the Cubs starter, Aaron Perry. In his first appearance against the Bandits this year, he gives up 7 runs, 6 earned, on 8 hits, 2 walks, and 2 strikeouts in a 4-inning start. He falls to 1-1. Quad Cities only used 3 total pitchers tonight. Nathaniel Garbitos was the immediate relief of Williams. He pitched a scoreless 7th inning, working around a couple of walks. And then Ben Sears pitched the 8th and 9th, gave up all 4 Cubs runs on 4 hits, no walks, and 4 strikeouts. 2 doubles and 2 homers. The blasts belonging to Pedro Ramirez and Dylan Granadillo. His was in the 9th. Final time of the ballgame, 2 hours and 30 minutes, with 2,693 through the gates here at Modern Woodman Park. Offensively, Quad Cities got 4 multi-hit performances, but the biggest tonight certainly belonged to Kale Emshoff. He left the yard twice. He is now up to 7 home runs on the season, and he is also tied for 3rd all-time in Quad Cities history with his 29 career homers as a River Bandit. He ties Thomas Alfredson for 3rd on the all-time leaderboard. He has 2 home runs as part of a 4-hit, 5-RBI performance, just the 2nd of the season for Quad Cities. Carson Rockefort, 2-for-3 with an RBI and 2 walks to his credit. Also a 2-hit game for Dustin Dickerson, who also walked and drove in a run. And then Justin Johnson with a 3-hit game in the 9th spot. He picks up a pair of doubles and a pair of RBIs. Let's get you one more look at the Midwest League scoreboard. Still 3 other games going on, 2 already postponed. Peoria and Lansing were rained out at Jackson Field, and Great Lakes and West Michigan were rained out at LMCU Ballpark, both of those games being made up as part of doubleheaders tomorrow. Over in Beloit, the Dayton Dragons have scored 3 unanswered to jump in front over the Skycarp. It's 3-2 Dayton in the top of the 8th at ABC Supply Stadium. They're in the bottom of the 7th in Cedar Rapids. Lake County remains up big against the Colonels. They scored 10 of their 11 runs in the 1st and lead 11-1 in the 7th. The Wisconsin Timber Rattlers trying to take advantage of Cedar Rapids potentially losing tonight. Wisconsin up 6-1 over Fort Wayne in the bottom of the 7th. That game at Fox City Stadium, and an opportunity for the Timber Rattlers to gain a game on Cedar Rapids for the Midwest League West Division lead. Cedar Rapids currently in 2nd, just a 1/2 game behind Wisconsin at the moment. Here's the final look at the Kansas City Royals farm system. Us and Single A Columbia have wrapped up our games tonight. The Fireflies fell, though, in Kannapolis by a final score of 5-2. The Cannonballers now with a 30-win season. Northwest Arkansas, the Royals' AA affiliate, now leads the Tulsa Drillers 5-2 in the bottom of the sixth. The Drillers took a 2-0 lead to the sixth, but NWA has popped off for a 3-run advantage. And over in Indianapolis, the Omaha Storm Chasers still lead the Indians. It's 4-1, Royals AAA affiliate leading in the bottom of the seventh. As I mentioned towards the end of tonight's broadcast, Quad Cities wraps up this series tomorrow afternoon with our usual Sunday matinee here in downtown Davenport. Quad Cities and South Bend will wrap up their final series of the season here at Modern Woodman Park in their final six-game series. That gets started at 1 p.m. And, of course, your River Bandits pregame show beginning at 12:45, an extra 5 minutes early because we'll bring you the weekly edition of the Royals Minor League Report with updates from AAA through Single A to get you all up to date on all things Royals Farm. Until then, we're going to get set to call it a night here in downtown Davenport. Quad Cities 1-0 in the month of June, a tremendous start after a dreary May. Quad Cities now 23-27 overall this season, back to 500 at home at 13-13, and the win snaps a three-game skid. For South Bend, they fall to 21-29, 10-16 away from Four Winds Field. Their three-game winning streak comes to an end. Quad Cities will look to split the series tomorrow. Again, the finale of the six-game set getting underway at 1 o'clock. Ryan Ramsey will get the ball for Quad Cities. The lefty has been terrific this year, working as both a starter and a piggyback starter out of the bullpen. He will enter with an 0-1 record, but a 1.73 ERA. He'll go up against the South Bend right-hander, Tyler Schlaefer, who is 0-1 with a 6.75. Until then, on behalf of our entire production staff and tonight's production director, Chris Shepard, I'm Kyle Kercheval, thanking you so much for tuning in. And we hope to see you tomorrow afternoon as the Bandits wrap up this six-game series. Until then, so long and good night from downtown Davenport.